following A2A one-on-one feature is a production of the nonprofit Adversity to Advocacy Alliance. The views and opinions expressed by our guests do not necessarily reflect those of A2A or advocates, allies, or ally organizations. We hope you'll find this interview both informative and inspiring. And now, here's our host, Liz St. John.
Dave White is a student at the University of Nevada, Reno. His adversity is executive processing disorder. He works with students with learning disabilities through I2I and is an I2I diplomat. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
First, explain what executive processing disorder is.
In my eyes, having an executive processing disorder means that I struggle with composing my thoughts when it comes to writing essays, short essay answers on exams, all that kind of stuff. Like, it's very difficult for me to just to compose my ideas and put them into writing format. For me, like, I was actually diagnosed with an executive processing disorder in the eighth grade. In my like history class, we would take short essay answer exams. These were absolute killer for me. Mainly because, like, with my processing disorder, I just could not formulate any essay answers to these exams. And each time we took a history exam, I swear, every kid in the class finished their exam while I still had more than half of my exam to go. And all the kids would go off to recess, and I still had more than half of my exam to go. So my teacher... Actually, my eighth grade teacher, he noticed that I was struggling with finishing my exams, and he let me take my finish my exams during recess time, which was great. This was actually the first time that I found an ally in school, pretty much. And my mom, who's a nurse, she also noticed that I was struggling with my short essay answers and with writing my papers, and how I was struggling just to be able to formulate paragraphs and thesis statements and all that kind of stuff. And so she actually took me to a well-known psychologist in the area to see if I may have something else hindering my learning besides my ADHD, because I was actually also diagnosed with ADHD in the first grade. So she wanted me to, you know, see if there was something else. So I ended up going to the psychologist's office, and I remember walking into her office, and it was like this little tiny nook with her like big desk and like diplomas and everything on the wall. And I was kind of timid, and we go through our like introductions and whatnot. And we pretty much jump right into this like 4 hour long test. Now, like 4 hours of nonstop testing was, I swear, it was rough for me, because this was like the longest time that I've ever had to sit down and keep getting tested. And most of like the tests that she ran were, they were pretty much like memory exams. So she would say like a list of numbers or letters or words and expect me to regurgitate them back to her. So she'd say like 1, 3, like all that kind of stuff. And it was just so difficult. But after those 4 long hours, you know, of testing, the psychologist came to the conclusion that I have an executive processing disorder. In addition to the writing, I also struggle with math, understanding math concepts as well. But after that diagnosis of finally learning why I struggled with those short essay answers in my history exams, like, it felt such a relief, because for the longest time I thought that I was just, you know, stupid, that I just couldn't learn how to write, how to formulate those short essay answers. And now that I knew that I have something called an executive processing disorder, I knew that it's not just me, that there's some way that my brain is wired to just make it a little bit more difficult. After having that diagnosis also, when I entered into high school, I actually was able to start receiving certain services to help me in school, such as extended time on my exams. That was monumental for me, being able to like actually start receiving full-on extra time on my exams.
So your brain can take in the information, but has a hard time putting it back out, or is there a memorization problem, or?
So it's just, yeah, it's the first one that you said, like I can take in the information, but when it comes to writing it out or explaining or like anything like that, it, like I stumble, and it just takes me a little bit longer to say what I want to say or write what I want to write.
Are there exercises or ways to work through that, around it, given the way that your brain is wired and diagnosed with executive processing disorder? What things, in addition to extended time on tests, are helpful?
In school right now, I receive multiple accommodations in addition to the extended time. So my disability center on campus uploaded a really awesome computer software to my laptop. It's called Inspiration. And pretty much it's a way for me to mind map and brainstorm different ideas and topics for essays. And after I type in, zip words or zip phrases that are just coming to me in my mind, this program will actually physically put it into outline form, like the 1A, B, C, all that kind of stuff. And by just being able to formulate that outline via this program Inspiration, it helps me so much being able to focus in on what I'm trying to say, because it's all right there on my computer. In addition, I also use, it's called a LiveScribe note taker pen, which is a magnificent tool, especially also if you have ADHD, because in class, while I'm taking my notes, this pen literally records the lecture while I'm taking the notes. So that way, when I go back home to study, I can just literally put my pen down on the paper and I can re-listen to my teacher's lecture. So anytime, I'm also a daydreamer, especially with my ADHD. So when I go home, it's so helpful to be able to go over my notes and go over the parts that I missed in class via my LiveScribe pen. And it also helps a lot with my papers and essays, because then I can go back to what exactly the teacher was saying and I can get the whole gist of the lecture itself. So there's a lot of awesome accommodation tools out there that you can use.
Dave, briefly tell us about your decision to take your adversity to advocacy.
I had a hard time embracing my executive processing disorder. And it honestly wasn't until my third year of college, when I first became a part of Eye to Eye, that I realized that I was not the only person out there who has some sort of learning difference and ADHD. And Eye to Eye is awesome. We pair college students who have learning differences, ranging from processing disorders like I have, to other LDs. And we pair college students with middle school students who have similar diagnosis, and we use an art-based curriculum. And it wasn't until I got involved with this program that I truly realized that I am not the only person out there who has an LD. And I felt like I was finally part of this community that I had this amazing connection with. Most recently, I was chosen to be a Think Different diplomat, in which I, through Eye to Eye, in which I share my story with others. And in October, I was invited to be a guest speaker at the Nevada Transition Summit. And I was able to share my story with educators from across the state. And that was honestly the first time that I've ever been open and talked openly about my LD with the public. And the reactions from everyone in the audience, it was so overwhelmingly positive that, oh my God, it just felt so great to be able to share my story and to inspire all those in the crowd. I had a few educators and a few parents come up to me and thank me over and over again for sharing my story. Because even though we each have our own individual story, different aspects of my story may touch base on another person's struggles or achievements. So it was just awesome to be able to share that with the public as well.
And share the website for Eye to Eye so people can get more information.
Eye to Eye, that's EYETOEYE, national dave.whiteworks.org.
Dave White works with students with learning disabilities through I2I. Thank you for joining us today one-on-one.
Thank you so much for having me. This was an absolute pleasure.
You've been listening to A2A One-on-One, an outreach project of the nonprofit Adversity to Advocacy Alliance. To listen to other one-on-one interviews and to learn more about A2A, please visit us online at a2aalliance.org. And thanks for helping us spread the word that we help ourselves by helping others.